Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We're already way into Chav Vav Amud Aleph, but I guess we'll call it that. We'll finish Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota, even though it shouldn't take us too long. So we're already way down at the two dots. Eishes Mamzer leMamzer, about six lines before the lines get wide. The wife of a Mamzer to a Mamzer either drinks, meaning they're allowed to be married to each other. So the Brice had said that she could either drink the Mei Sota or she loses her Ksuba. Says in our Pshita, of course she drinks the Mesota. She's mutter to her husband. What, just because she's a psul kal to somebody else, so she wouldn't be allowed to drink the Mesota? So mal de tema fushi psul lo leifush. Now, yeah, I would have thought that she doesn't drink the Mesota because we do not want a mamzer couple to have children, because all of their children are going to be mamzerim. So it may be that they're not violating it this year. But think about the good of Klal Yisrael. We don't want to be marba mamzerim be Yisrael. So kamash milan that she still drinks the Mesota. So main point number one, the chiddush that a mamzer who's married beheter drinks the mesota, is that we're not worried about creating more mamzerim. Eishes ger v'evin meshuchar v'ailinus. We also said that a wife of a ger and evin meshuchar and an ailinus either drinks the mesota, or if she doesn't drink it, then she can't get her ksuba. So pshita, of course, an eishes ger drinks the mesota. There's nothing wrong with the marriage. So mal detema na, you might think daber el bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. Now, when we say in Parsha Sota daber el bnei Yisrael, it excludes gerim. Sometimes gerim are not included. Kamash Malan, that's what the Brisa tells me, that Nesha's ger is included in the Parsha. Frekting Marveima Hachinami. Maybe we taka should darsh in that way, that Bnei Yisrael excludes gerim. No, v'amarta ribuyuhu. When it says v'amarta, that's an extra ribuy. Eishes kohen shows. So we then said in the Mishnah that an eishes kohen drinks the mesota. Pshita, isn't that obvious? So says the Gemara, no, ma'al detem avihilo nitpasa asura, ha nitpasa holva nitpasa asura emalotishte, kamash malan. I might think, ha nitpasa mataris. Let's read that again. Ma'al detem avihilo nitpasa asura, I might have thought that since the Parsha of Sota says that she wasn't forced into Bia, and that's why she's Asur, which makes it sound like if this woman were forced into Bia, she'd be mutter to her husband. But Vizu, an Ashes Kohen, Hov, Nitbasa Asura, since even if she was Nansa, if someone forced her into Bia, she'd be Asur to her husband, because Ashes Kohen is Asur to her husband, even if she was forced into Bia, a Malotisha. I might think she doesn't drink the Mesota Kamash Mulan. That's why it tells me she does. Umuteres lebailin. We said that Nesha's going drinks and then is mutter to her husband. Pshita, of course she's mutter to her husband. She drank the Mesota and she was vindicated. She's innocent. So Marfuna bin Miss Navna. No, this is talking about after she drinks the Mesota, we see she starts getting ill. So the Mishnah is telling us that still we're not choshesh that she was mezana and she's mutter to her husband. Says Gemara, Miss Navna, habut kuamayu. What do you mean? If she starts getting ill, isn't that an indication that she was guilty and therefore she absolutely should not be muteris to her husband? Says Gemara, no, misnavna derech evarim. She gets ill, but not in the way that the mei sota would cause for a guilty person. I might have thought that the fact that she's getting ill is an indication that she was mezana, and the reason it's not happening in the normal way is because she was forced into bia and she didn't willingly have it. Ulgabe kohen asira, but even if a woman is forced into bia, it makes her aser to her husband, who's a kohen, kamash mela, and therefore comes and tells me that the mayim is not bodikar at all on his nuspa ones, and the fact that she's nisnavna in an unusual way means that the mesota is not working its magic on her. So main point number two is we explain What the chiddush is that a gyores and that a eishes kohen drinks the mesota, and that if she's misnavna, even if the eishes kohen gets ill, but it's not an illness that happens in the normal way of a mesota illness, she would be mutaris her husband. Then we said eishes sris shosa, the wife of a sris could drink the mesota. So pshita, of course she could drink the mesota, she's mutter to him. So mao detema mi baladei sheikham rachman vaylav bar hachihu. I might have thought, well, since the Torah says in the Parsha of Sota that she was with another man other than her husband, which implies that she could have been with her husband as well, and a sris obviously can't have bia with his wife, so therefore the Eisha sris is totally excluded from the Parsha Sota Kamashmla. That's why he comes to tell me that no, she drinks Mei Sota as well. Ali, they call Arayos Mekanin. We said in the Mishnah that the husband could be Mekane her for all the Arayos. So Pshita, of course, why would the Mishnah need to tell me that? Says Mara, Mao de Tema. We might have thought nitma shnei pa'amim echad lebal vechad lebal. It says nitma twice. One to tell me that if the husband dies or divorces her before she drinks, she's usher to marry the boel, and therefore there is reason to assume hechad dekamitasra b'haznus, that when does mei sota apply? Only when she's only becoming usher to the boel because of this nus that she's having with him. Aval ha, but if the man that she's hanging around with is one of the Arayos, Hol Vasura Vekaima, since she's previously ushered him anyway, Emalo, I might think that the woman is not exempt from, the woman is not subject to Kinui Estira. So Kamash Mlan, that's why it tells me the Chiddush that she's still subject to Kinui Estira, even if he's one of the Arayos. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Chavav Amid Beis.